The voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Someone tells you, bye, I'm going for Umrah, I'm going for Hajj. That expression technically is not correct. What is the correct expression? I am going to meet my Allah. I am going to meet my Allah, the pinnacle of ishq, the pinnacle of muhabbat. Allah introduces himself in the kalima. Allah's ta'alluq is developed through salah. Allah's love is developed through fasting. Allah's ishq is developed through spending your wealth in the way of Allah. And then, once you fast all these marahil and stages, after ishq, the height of muhabbat, naturally, what is the next step?
To meet your beloved. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date in South Africa is the 6th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445. Other areas of the world, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, other countries also such as France. It is the 7th of Dhul Hijjah. So tomorrow, inshallah, you know the Hujjaj are getting ready from now already, mentally, physically. And tomorrow, after Fajr Salah, they will be heading towards Mina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them. Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji and for those whom the haji had sought forgiveness upon. We know these are still the honorable days. In terms of months, you know, minha arba'atun hurum, dhul qada, dhul hijjah, as well as Muharram and Rajab, which comes. So there, yeah, you know, it is also Ashhurul Hurum. These days are Mubarak, these days are blessed. Each day you will fast, inshallah, it will be rewarded accordingly for a year's reward, inshallah. To sit and to make ibadah at night is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. We have our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic is on Qurbani. Mufti Saab, in the Quran Majid, where is Qurbani mentioned?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 6th of Zulhijjah, 1445. And in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak is the 7th. So inshallah we will discuss about Qurbani, Udhiyah. We will discuss about the Eid Salat. We will discuss about the Hujjaj and so forth. Tomorrow will be their first day from Makkah, Aziziyah. They will be proceeding towards Mina. So we'll cover up all these topics inshallah. So number one, we must know the term itself, Qurbani. So Qurbani means, the first Qurbani was done, as mentioned, enshrined in the Noble Quran by the sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Mufassireen commentators have written that this was done, remember, there at Jabal Qasiyun. So that is there in Damascus, in Syria. We went there also. Some ulama say, I even heard this from some ulama, but I don't really believe that. They say that even some bloodstains are there till today, you understood? But these are all, I don't believe these things. So anyway, you know, people tend to make hulu and they go to another extreme and so forth. So, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانَا. You see, Almighty Allah says, Habil and Qabil both made qurbani. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِيمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. It was accepted from one and rejected from the other. How then you is accepted or rejected? In those days, remember, بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ. If you made qurbani, then a fire would come from the skies and the heavens, and that's a sign that is accepted. If no fire came, so it means it is rejected. So the whole story is mentioned there. An easy way always to remember, Qaf is Qabil and Qaf is Qatil. So the murderer, the person who murdered his own brother, was Qabil. You know Cain and Abel. So Cain killed Abel, like that. So always remember that. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this in Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah. And if you read verses 27 right up to 31 and so forth, the whole page is there about them. So that's the first Qurbani made in the history. You got it? So what is the meaning Qurbani? We carry out such an action, it draws us closer, nearer to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Okay? So that's first one. Second term, you call it Udhiya. So you must remember. If you open the Musnad Ahmad Mishkat Sharif, Sahaba asked, Ma hadhil adahi ya Rasulullah? What is this Qurbani Udhiya? So why is it called Udhiya? You know that the Yomu Zinati wa ayyuhsharan nasu duha. So Salatul Chas. You see now, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock is duha time. So you read Eid Salat now. Some places they read 8, some 9, 10. People come from far and wide. Our Heidelberg, small little town, Dorpi. So it was second oldest masjid in Transvaal in those days. So over 100 years ago. So people, Balfour no masjid, Nigel no masjid, and Firinakhan no masjid. From all these areas that people used to come to Heidelberg for their Eid Salat and so forth. So you can't have Salat 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, people will miss it. So you have it late, so that little bit, you know, 9 o'clock, so duha, you see. So that are the terminology. Second one we should know is where is the thubut and the proof of it. So many verses in Quran, but we just give you the easy one. So remember, and that is Surah 108, verse 2, Surah 108, Surah Kawthar, Faswalli li rabbika wanhar. And you perform the Eid al-Adha Salat, and thereafter you go and sacrifice. And the ahadith, you got whole chapters on it, Kitab al-Udhiya, and so forth and so on. So our Indo-Pak ulama usually use the term Qurbani. The Arab ulama normally use the word Udhiya, Adahi, but it refers to the same thing. Like now people are in Hajj, so now Hanafis use the term Tawafu Ziyara, which is first and compulsory. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis use the term Tawaful Ifada, but it's the same thing, there's no real difference in that.
Muftisa, what is the verdict regarding Qurbani? Is it Farad, Wajib, Sunnah according to the four schools?
Remember that according to the Hanafis only, it's Wajib. It's Wajib upon you, it's Wajib upon your wife. You got a daughter or a son, and that one is Baligh, so, and he got money, he got other assets. You don't work for the whole year, on the 10th, 11th, 12th, and is equivalent to 10,000 rand or more, so finish Qurbani is compulsory upon him, or her for that matter. That's a different thing now. You as the husband, you tell your wife, oh Popi, oh honey, I will pay the money for your Qurbani, you see. That's a different issue, but you must inform her. You tell, I know that my father used to tell me always, I'm performing your Qurbani, you see, like that. Then afterwards, I tell him, no, you mustn't use your money, I'll use my own money. You know, afterwards, when we started working and so forth and so on. Because we also wanted to reap the reward and so forth and so on, like that. So, but when you're studying, obviously, then he gives us the money and so forth, like that. So in Karachi, we used to go to Laluket. That was the famous place. And there, big commotion there. You just walk there, out dance deco, out dance deco. They got a big thing going on. Come see the teeth, come see the teeth. You know, so the whole story, the stories about the teeth. We don't even understand, but we just make, yeah. You understand? So they'll say, deco, that is 2 years old. How you know it's 2 years old? So we see the teeth, then we just make, yeah, it's right, and this type of things. So also many students, we all used to go there, mashallah, like that it is. But it's wonderful atmosphere. And then yesterday a person asked me, can you put garland and all that around your Qurbani animal? I say, Quran says that, wal qalaida. You must remember that. You put the qalada, you put that, babu maja fi taqleed. We only know taqleed of following the schools. When you put the garland on the animal, that is called taqleed in hadith kitabs. So you must remember, so when we learn hadith, you learn many terms like that and so forth. Qalaid, Quran uses. So all that, and they would decorate the animals and so forth and so on. The Bedouins are masters also in that. But slowly, slowly, that also is dying now, you must remember. Now the whole aim is just to make money and so forth. So that are what we should remember. Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, all flexible. It's kifaya. So even like the Hanbali say, farz kifaya, some people do it, the others, those who do it will receive the reward. Those who don't do it, there's no sin on them. Shafi's also, Maliki's also. So it's very flexible. Maliki say, if one person, now I got five children, I got my wife, I got my parents, and we live in one big house, my brothers, sisters, 10, 15 of us, we learn like in olden days, you slaughter one goat or one sheep, it will suffice for the whole house, you see. So like that, so it's very flexible according to them.
Mufti Sahib, Zakat Nisab at the moment today is 10,500. 10,500 rands. A person has only 5,000 rands, but he pays DSTV, all this monthly and all of that. Can he be excused from doing Qurbani?
No. So you must remember, there's the mistake people make. Just round it off at 10,000 rand. You understand? Leave that 500 and all that. So you say Nisab is 10,000 rand. When you work for Qurbani, this is Hanafi school now. So when you work out for Qurbani, you must remember, you don't just take cash. You will take everything of yours that is halal. You will take your clothing, you will take your shoes, you will take your cars, you will take your cell phones. You will take, you must remember, the woman, the cutlery, the crockery, furniture. Everything will come in. Your name is Zahid, with a ha. So it means you don't show much interest in the world and the glitter and glamour. One word is Zahid, you see. Everything that is extra. So everything that is, you must remember, that is not a basic need and necessity. So how many kurtas I got? Over 20. But I only need 3, 4, you see. How many pair of shoes, sandals I got? 20. So now I only need 2 or 3. So you add everything like that and so forth. Then you save 5,000 in cash and all the extra, another 10,000, so I got 15,000. And it must be in those 3 days. You don't have to worry about previously and what, no. On those Qurbani days, so that is, so you take all that into, and then people got money for haram things. If you take that subscription for the TV, so the, how many Muslims, 80%, 90% got money for that. But they'll tell you, no, Qurbani is very expensive and so forth. Even that, if they say expensive, I say, okay, I agree. Don't do it locally. There are some organizations who you can trust to a certain extent. They're doing in India, or they're doing in Aqsa, or they're doing here in Malawi, or wherever. And you got some confidence in them, they're charging 400, 500 per share. So give them the money, you understand? You don't want to slaughter, yeah. So now I gave the money, 3,000 rand to Maulana. So that you don't have 3,000, so you send a share, alhamdulillah. So at least in that way you made udhiya also, you see. So we should look for an excuse to perform it, the qurbani, and observe it, and the udhiya. Not look for an excuse not to perform it. Remember that. That is the shan of an ashiq, of a Muslim, of a mu'min, that we remember all. Let me give you the whole thing quickly before I forget. So we learn from our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaw al-Haq Sahib. You know, Hazrat is a master of the Urdu and the Farsi and Arabic language. So in one majlis he said, so I sat down and I said, Hazrat, just repeat, and then we wrote it down. So remember, he says that, take Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So you can add these other things. There's other things Hazrat didn't mention, but we can mention it. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam's name, nami, ismi grami is mentioned how many times? 69 times in the Quran. Surah 14 is Surah Ibrahim in the noble Quran. Imagine what the mighty, mighty messenger he is, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Allah Jalla wa Ala dedicated one entire surah to him, and that is Surah to Ibrahim, chapter number 14 in the noble Quran. And then what we see, that your name is Ibrahim, your son's name, brother's name Ibrahim. So what does Ibrahim mean? So Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate father, the very polite, kind father, and so forth and so on. So you see Surah Ibrahim in the noble Quran. It comprises 52 verses, Surah 14, and it comprises 52 verses, consists of 52 verses. So there you find it, right? Now let's start with him, with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, what he did. How come Jew, Christian, Mushrik, everybody want to say that we follow? So Surah 3 verse 67, Surah 3 verse 67, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. nor was he a Jew, nor was he a Christian, nor was he an idol worshipper. Then what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was Hanif. Hanif means مَائِلٌ إِلَى الدِّينِ الْحَقِّ and مَائِلٌ أَنِ الْأَدْيَانِ الْبَاطِلَةِ. He left all the false ideologies and he stuck and he was attached and he was focused on the deen of haq of Islam. So that is what Quran is, and it's clear. And Muslima, walakin kana hanifam Muslima, submitting, surrendering. Now see, hanifam Muslima. So the word Muslim, now we turn it. Sallama nafsahu lin-niran. He smashed the idols to pieces. They told him, we're going to throw you in the fire. He said, throw, no problem. So remember that. Qulna ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. I'll just read the verses quickly. Allah made it a garden and place of coolness for him. Sallama nafsahu lin-niran wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban. And he took his son. He said, I saw you in a dream. And Surah 37, you see, verses 101, 102, 103. That inni ra'aytu fil manam anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. What you say, my beloved son? He wanted to test him. Look at the son, Nabi Ismail Zabihullah. Ya abatif al ma tu umar. See the balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the glory. He spoke to his son, Ya bunayya, not my son, oh my beloved son. He answered, he didn't say Ya Abi, Ya abatif al, oh respected father. You see, we must learn these points here. So it's lessons for all of us as well. So anyway, so that is there. Sallama nafsahu lil-rahma. Sallama nafsahu lil-niran. So he gave himself to the fire. Wasallama waladahu lil-qurban. Wasallama ahlahu lil-hijran. And he took his wife. She just gave birth. And he knew that now there'll be rows and ructions and terror. So he left Canaan and he came here. Where did he leave her? Sayyidah Hajar, Hajara, Tarkhim you call it. Aish, Aisha, Hajar, Hajara, Hind, Hinda. So remember Tarkhim min filbafi in Balagha. So you call min bibabi wadin ghayri di zara'in inda baytika al-muharram. He left her in a place, no vegetation, no habitation, nothing. But no person can perform Umrah Hajj without going there and making Sa'i Safa Marwa Qurbani, you see. So the son crying, Zamzam started, you see. So all this happened there. Sallama nafsahu lil-niran, wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban, wa sallama ahlahu lil-hijran, wa sallama malahu lil-dayfan. When the angels came, they made a pit stop. You see, they just stopped. They were going to Lut alayhi salam's people there in Sodom and Gomorrah, Sadum, and now they stopped there. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بُلْبِبُشْرَىٰ قَالُوا سَلَامًا فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِإِجْلٍ حَنِيثٍ. So he brought for them the meat and everything. He said, eat, eat. Then he realized, but these people don't want to eat. They said, no, we angels. We don't eat all this, you see. We don't eat at all. So then, you see, so sallama malahu lid-dayfan. He shouldn't eat this, go look for guests and then eat. Today, me and you guests come, we say, why they came? But we say, we Muslims, you see. And then, wasallama, see the Haji is tomorrow, they're going to Mina. In Mina, the three shaitans, I joke normally when I was there, you know, we take groups. I say, the only place in the world where you pay more to come nearer to shaitan. Understood? Everybody wants to be in Camp A. So every Hajj we perform, we went in Camp A. And then, or Camp A or B right in front. You understand? You just walk and you know where the South Africans are this year. So my nephew and them, they sent it to me. They're in Camp D. If you know Mina, the Jamarats are here. They're right on the opposite side of it. Remember where the border ends and Muzdalifah starts. If you're going to walk from there to the Jamarat in that crowd, definitely will take you minimum 2 hours, and it will take you 3-4 hours also. If you got wife and you know got old people, and that heat 45, 50 degrees, you know, it's all challenging. Allah make easy.
Ameen.
So, we now see, وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ for what? لِشَيْطَان. So the shaitani waswasa came. So he took the dust and he threw it, you see. We imitate him, so that سلم نفسه للنيران وسلم ولده للقربان وسلم أهله للهجران وسلم ماله للضيفان for the guest وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. So now he pelled the shaitan, you see. Then Quran says what he did, that ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينِ. So he smashed the idols with his right hand. وَسَلَّمَ So ضَرْبَهُ So his ضَرْب with his hand, لِلْتُغْيَانِ. So he hit the Tughyan, the idols, to pieces. So, and then, فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ So he became Khalil Rahman. See? So that's lessons. We can't reach that, obviously. But little bit we can imitate and emulate. That's the lesson of Qurbani, of Udhiyah, of Hajj and everything. Today we just want everything luxury, five star. So people can't even stay in Mina nowadays. Well, it is wajib to stay in Mina, according to majority scholars. Layali and Mina, Mabi, today is wajib. That is the verdict of Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. Our people, Hanafis, they go, they'll ask you a question. If I smoke in the haram, they is dumb. They say, no, you start smoking. Must I spend the night in Mina, night of 11th and 12th? You tell him, no, it's sunnah, the muakkada, Hanafis, there's no dumb. You say that, I go sleep in Azizia. Our whole thought process is already against it. So what hajj you making? You don't understood? You say, no, me, I want five-star hajj. I can't do all this. Panke sarkai na ache, you know. We are top-shot guys. But that is what Makkah means. Makkah means to break us to pieces. You must somebody, Islam is teaching you, become Mr. Nobody. You see. That is the meaning of Makkah. But who's going to learn today? From top to bottom. The Maulana runs away, then what do you expect? How many Maulana? I tell them, stay, you guys. They say, no, man, no dumb is all right. I tell them, stay for the 13th. You understood? Make 6 day hajj. 90% run away. We used to stay other camps. I say, come join us. We got no problem. So we must lead by example. That is where the flaw, the mistake is. Everything. So Allah gives tawfiq. We make dua. But we must learn and create that jazba in the people. You see? Now how you... The Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why the best of the best? He told the Ummah to read 5 salat, but he read 6 salat. Tahajjud was first. He told the Ummah, you give 2.5% zakat, but he never allowed gold and silver in his house. إِذَا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِلنَّبِيهِ أَيَّبِيتَ بِالْلَيْلَةٍ وَفِيهَا وَفِيهِ دَابْدَ فِيهَا وَبَيْتْ فِيهِ الذَّهَبْ وَفِيطَةٍ. No, it can't happen like that. That there's gold, silver in the house. It must be given out, finished. Zakat every day, every week, like that. And then you take any budget you take, you must remember. Always it was done more and more and more to lead by example. So that you take Salat, you take Siyam, Monday, Thursday, 13, 14, 15, like that. So that's how you become a successful leader, when you lead by example. Now you take our MP, South Africa, 400 MPs will be sworn in tomorrow. If you ask me, 99% Mufatiyas. Everyone going to collect more than million rand and more. You understand? And plus the perks, and plus this, and plus this. So nobody is there. Why 5%, 10%? Then when I say nobody, we speak of 80, 90%. Is there to serve the people. Now me, I'm the servant of the public, democracy. So you servant of your pocket. Yeah? Don't come tell us. Therefore, I challenge every person, Muslim also. Tell me, in this 30 years, you were a counselor, you were an MP, you were this, what you did for Islam? Not one I know of who did something for Islam and wasn't worried about the money and so forth. That guy of the PA, Patriotic Alliance, you understood? I read an article the other day because there's court cases against him and that. He says, my money, I'll give back, you understood? So this type of, by wages. So how many months are you going to give back your wages? You see, like that. So anyway, these are things that we must learn, all those things. Yeah. So anyway, so that is 2, 3, 4 questions quickly about Qurbani, because time is going out to explain 3, 4 other issues. Can we give the Qurbani meat to non-Muslims? Yes, according to Hanafis. Shafis, Ambalis and them, no, you can't give. No Aqiqah meat, no Qurbani meat can you give to non-Muslims. Hanafis, Aqiqah meat, Qurbani meat, you give non-Muslims, is fine, no problem. Second one, can I slaughter an animal, goat, sheep, whatever, that for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the whole ummah, nafil animal, permissible. But the mistake our people make, so many questions like this I'm getting, so they say that I'm slaughtering, sacrificing for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ummah. But I ask, are you doing for yourself? He's saying no. I say, they're not permissible. You're doing nafil, but you're not doing that what is compulsory. Mm. It's like a person is reading nafil salat, but is not reading for salat or witr salat. In the, so, I mean, that is not justified. When is the day of Arafah? So the day of Arafah, day in Makkah, and that for the Hajis is Saturday. And those countries and people who follow Saudi. But we got no confidence in the Saudi sighting. We say it's all phantom sighting, ghost sighting, and moon Sami saw the moon. You understood? So, and I sent to you, to thousands of people, what the Sheikh of Oman, Muscat, said. They gave five reasons why Oman, Arab country, rejected the Saudi sighting, and very good reasons he gave. You understood? You heard it, huh? So that I sent it out, so you must remember that. So he sent it, he said that, we don't accept it. So their date and our date is together. So remember, Oman is a very beautiful country. We visited Muscat, Shualala, and all that. Anyway, so these are issues. For us, the day of Arafat will be on Sunday. So if you want to make tawfiq, tatbiq, you want to reconcile everything, then keep two fasts. Keep fast on Saturday and Sunday. So no problem. That we don't got no objection on that. You can keep both fast. So then you're playing it safe both ways and so forth. So that is also fine and so forth. When will takbir start? Takbir will start on the day of Arafah. So wherever you are according to your country, so for us Arafah day is on Sunday, so then after Fajr, takbir will start. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Okay? So tomorrow the Hajj, and when will it end? The takbir on the 13th after Asr Salat. So 23 for Salat, remember that. The ladies, they ask, they are in menses, must they read takbir? You can read, but it's not compulsory upon you. Takbir is connected to, you must remember, Salat. So there's no Salat, so no takbir. But if you read, it's no problem, no sin or something. So that is also an issue. Another one is, let's quickly give you the days. Tomorrow morning, Hajis will be excited tonight. We're going for Hajj and that. First day, they're all day in Mina. The inspectors are there. I call them inspectors. They'll be checking what's there. All the mattresses, pillows, blankets, this, that, all tip-top condition. Then they will check what's happening here, what there, and all these kind of things. So, oh. Then they will go check the bathroom toilet. Then the woman, they put first thing here by the nose. They put their hands and this and that. Say, Jajrumbo Gojuche. That's a famous line. Jajrumbo Gojuche. The toilet, bathroom are not really desirable, you see. So already, day one, you're negative. You see? Think of that. The whole day one to read, like tomorrow is Jummah Salat, right? We'll discuss that. So to read the Zohar, I'm just using Zohar for a reason. Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, spend the night there, read for all Sunnah. The Salat is first, but to read it in Mina is Sunnah. You understood? So if a person doesn't go, and thousands of people don't go first, Egyptians and Arabs, they go straight to Arafat, most of them, you understand? They say so much commotion there, and all, rather we stay in Makkah and make Tawaf and all that. Everybody got, but it's against the Sunnah. So, but you won't affect the validity of your Hajj. They just go direct. So then Saturday they'll go to Arafat. You see, like that and so forth. So now in Mina, 70 prophets and messengers prayed Salat there in Masjidul Khayf. You should know that. Why is Mina called Mina, the dripping of the blood? Why is Masjidul Khayf called Masjidul Khayf? The water emerged from there and so forth. So Allah's Rahmat, 70 Anbiya read Salat. What you think? Is ordinary place that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Salat. So like that, you should know all these things. We'll take you on this journey, inshallah, every day in our lectures and discourses starting tonight day in Tongat. So inshallah, we will show you. And yeah. So then when the day of Arafat come, tell your brother, sister, father, mother, son, daughter, whoever is there, they try and read Quran, you see. So now I came, I finished till Wadduha, now before the program. So now when I go back from Wadduha, I finish, we make dua, then we go airport, you see. So you must keep like that, you see. So now you come to Arafat. Now you read Zohar and Asr together. Then complete your Quran, last five surahs, last 10, whatever it is. So, and then you make Khatmul Quran in Arafat, in Ihram. And then labbaik Allahumma labbaik. La la ilaha illallahu wahdahu. La sharika lahu. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shayin qadir. And then you start your dua. Then you tell me if your duas are accepted or not. 100% accepted, inshallah. You see? So that is why. That is the secret of combining the two salats. So the whole 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever it is, depending on the season, so is dua, dua, and dua. Our people, after half an hour, 1 hour, they come to me, they say, we made dua already, we tired, what we must do? So I ask, what you want? They say, I want to sleep. Now you see. You come to Arafat, and you say you want to sleep. Why? Because they were walking from Mina to Arafat. I totally discouraged that. It's 3 hour walk, 3.5 hour, 4 hour walk. Our people can't even walk to the masjid properly, you know. And then you with your wife and that. When you come there, they tired, retired, exhausted. So what good is that? You must remember. We should learn some, you know, wisdom and learn some things, you must remember. So these are just advices we're giving. So now we come back to now, okay, maybe we should go for a break and then we discuss about Eid Salat and so forth and so on. Any questions you got of Qurbani?
No, that was, I do have, but Muftis have answered most of it.
Yeah, no, what so, I answered is finished. Anything else?
We didn't speak of the virtues of Qurbani.
Yeah, so I told you the hadith, the Sahaba said, Ma hadil adahi ya Rasulullah, qala hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. The hadith in Mishkat, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, is the sunnat of your spiritual father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at Sahaba, how intelligent they were. They said, Wa ma lana fiha ya Rasulullah. What will we get? You don't understood? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bikulli sha'ratin hasana." For every hair on the animal, you will get reward. Million, million reward. Look at Sahaba. They didn't stop there. Go open Ibn Majah. You will find this hadith I'm quoting. And they said, "Ya Rasulullah, wasuf. What about the wool on the sheep?" So the Master alayhi salam said, وَبِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ مِّنَ الصُّوفِ حَسَنَةً. Every strand of the sheep, so that also you will get hasana, good deeds and so forth. Open in Ibn Majah the hadith. So therefore we must encourage. Say, yeah, man, ekaz al-Shafi'i, hukum wa de kurbani mark. Now you see, that kind of attitude, today. So I in a Masjid Muhajirin Ansar, because Namaz day is 6:20, so I finish here. So Junaid Mota was here. MashaAllah, he's much better. Allah give him Shifa. Amen. I read my sunnahs, go feed the birds, and then we go there. So every day I give advice. So I told him, I'm going today. So my advice to you is this. We all are students here. I'm student, you student, we're studying in a madrasa. Right? So when we study in a madrasa, don't look for excuse. No, me meto talib ilamu. I'm a student, so I don't have to make. That is not what you're studying. They say, I got 10,000 rand, I got 5,000 rand, so let me make my kurbani. And if you don't have, you got, every one of you got cell phone, every one of you got fancy gadgets and so forth. So now, then send the money overseas, 300, 400, 500 rand. So that is our job nowadays, especially. Encourage, make targhib to the ummah. Ya ayyuhan nabi, harridil mu'minina ala al-qital. Give encouragement to the believers. They must fight. Yahya Sinwar said, we had yesterday, I sent it out, the leader of Hamas is running the tunnels and the Nafaq and all. He says, we got the Israelis properly where we want them. You see? That's what he said. And he said, for me, we must carry on. Because we're going to also another rahmak, you see. We're going to fix these jutlas and all of them up. They don't know what to do. Every day they're getting humiliated, disgraced, and everywhere there are repercussions and so forth. So you must say, so that, now who can do that? People who got iman, but we will say, no, you understand, these people does this. One firecracker goes, one water pistol come, a wuzu will break there, you see. But they're giving their lives and that, but they know, nasrum min Allah, wa fathun qareeb. So that is the iman. Allah give them, cry to Allah, Allah give them victory, you know.
Mufti Sahib, last question. A person is a vegetarian. He wants to know, must he still slaughter?
Yeah, you see, that question, they came on Maulana Musa and Brother Yusuf Ali's program, you understood. Then they said, I must answer it. So understand this whole vegan story and this story and that. Almighty Allah answers all this here. You must remember that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walo. 89 different places Quran Sharif addresses this. La tuharrimu, do not make haram. Do not make haram. Tayyibat, what is pure and wholesome. Ma ahallallahu lakum, what Allah has made halal for you. Wa la ta'tadu, and don't go beyond the limits. Inna Allah la yuhibbul mu'tadin, Allah does not love those people who go exceed the boundaries and limits. Surah Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 87. So we got it? So now there are three scenarios here. Scenario 1, a person says that this Qurbani meat is haram for me. Allah forbid. That a person slaughtered it, Mawlana Zahid, Dama Barakatum, slaughtered his sheep, slaughtered his camel, slaughtered his cow, whatever. That person, ABC, this is haram for me. I don't eat, it's haram. Straight away, faqad kafara, is out of the fold of Islam. Allah is telling you, ma ahallallahu lakum. Allah made halal, you say it's haram. You got it? So such a person, out of the fold of Islam. Second one is this, that person is not having that meal or something that is because of health reasons. You don't agree with him. You know, some people, they eat nuts, some people eat this, then they have allergy, they're allergic to it and so forth. It has a terrible reaction on them. So because of that, they're not eating, so Allah sabidi tadawi, for health reasons and that. So that is permissible, no problem. But having said that, we must add the second part. He must tell the people that, remember, this meat, these things are totally halal. But personally, I don't eat. Khalid bin Walid's hadith. Khalid bin Walid is eating dhabbun. He's eating that what? Lizard. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is looking at him. You see? Then he told, you eat, Ya Rasulullah. He said, La akuluhu wa la uharrimu. We don't eat these things here. So that's a different discussion. Hanafi say not permissible. Shafis and them, they say permissible. But the Master alayhi salam said, I won't eat it, but I won't say it's absolutely haram also. You got it now? Mm. That is your tabiat. That is your natural system. Like a person like me, there are certain things people eat is halal. But for me, I just stay far away from it. You know? Because I know these things won't agree with me. You understood? So from a health reason. But this vegan business is something that is fashionable now. That no, we must eat this. There's cruelty to the animal. There's cruelty to this. To become prostitute is not cruelty. To do stunning is not cruelty. To keep all this broiler chicken and all that, they don't see the sunlight one day in their life, is not cruelty. So all these things there, that they want. They wear big fur coats and all that. They were that. So remember that. So they are picking and choosing. So this feminine movement, so why they don't speak now when all the women are getting killed, babies are getting killed there in Gaza and all these places? So it's all double standards. So in Islam, to say, me, I'm a vegan and I believe in this, and that, you lose your iman. You must remember this type of thing. It's not a small issue. Your biggest ayat for that issue is the ayat I recited, Surah 5, verse 87. So we must understand things in a proper perspective.
Inshallah, we'll go for the break. After the break, we will be addressing Eid and the Salah surrounding it.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return to this program, Al-Fiqh wa al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Mufti Sahab, Eid for us is on Monday here in South Africa. What are the acts that we should be carrying out on the night of Eid?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we come to that, there's two academic discussions quickly. Tomorrow the Hujjaj will be going, proceeding. Some of them are going today already. Now as I speak, they're moving already towards Mina. They look for a nice place and so forth. They'll spend the night there in Mina. It's not sunnah, but Hajis do that, mashallah. So tomorrow is the first day of Hajj. Now, when you go there, our Hajis, they will leave Makkah, Azizia. 99% are in Azizia. So they will go there now, Jummah Salat. So for ladies, there's no Jummah, right? They will read Zohar Salat, finish. So that's finished for them. For the men, must they read Jummah or not? That's the question. So only Hanafis will say they must read Jummah. They understood why? Hanafis say that, this is the Hanafi reasoning. Mina today is like a town. Mina today is like Fina and Misr. It's like on the outskirts of a city and a town. And it's built up and everything. So many things you will find there. So, and you just need 4 people or more. So there's 4 million, 2 million, 1 million people there. So mashallah. So you read, I perform Jummah Salat there so many times. There in Mina. And people, guys, say, I'll make it. You understood? I'll give the lecture, khutbah, salat, everything you must remember. So no problem in that. You understood? Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, there's no Jummah Salat for them. Maliki, you can't make Jummah there. For Maliki's, shirt is masjid. You can't have, you know, in the istimas we have 100,000, 1 million and all that in like Raiwin and all. You can't have Jummah Salat according to Malik Rahimahullah. Masjid is shart. Now remember that. So that's why they'll just read Zohar Salat. Hanbalis, and remember Shafi'i say, you must have 40 Rijal, a Muqimeen, and they must be this, who are staying there permanently. You don't have that there. So therefore, in Masjid Khayf also, never they have Jummah Salat. You must remember, they just have 2 rakats Zohar Salat. So every year, they did all the Salats, 2 rakats, Fajr 2, Zohar 2, Asr 2, Maghrib 3, and Isha 2. So Maghrib only 3, all the others 2 they read. You understand? So they practice the Hanbali school and that. So that is a very important issue. Another issue is, I see a lot of ladies are sending this question. They say that I want to slaughter, I know how to sacrifice and all that, but my problem is that Monday, Tuesday, I'll be in haiz and menses and so forth and so on. So you must remember that, so that is also fine, as long as you know how to slaughter, sacrifice. But now you can't be going and sacrificing, slaughtering that cow or that goat or that sheep, and there's 100 men there, and they're taking videos, and so obviously then that. So the slaughtering of a lady, even in menses, is permissible. But because of external factors, we'll say it's not permissible. We must draw that distinction. You see that? So we must. So you'll go to such a place. Otherwise, the hadith is authentic. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, "Qumi washhadi." Oh, my beloved Ladli Sahibzadi, my beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, look and witness how your animal, your udhiyah, qurban is being sacrificed. So we can't take away those ahadith. So we must say that, yes, it's fine, but with condition. The problem today is 80% of the ummah doesn't adhere to those conditions. That there'll be ikhtilat and mix-up, male, female, then the cell phone musibat, no more cell phone, hell phone now people call it. So now that's our problems we have, you see. So that is what we should understand. Then, mashallah, we'll come to Laylatul Eid, you see. So there in Makkah, Medina and all that, Eid is on Sunday. So Sudais is delivering the Eid khutbah there on Sunday in Makkah. And there in Medina Munawwara is Sheikh Khalid Al-Muhanna. So he will deliver it. And the Arafat khutbah is delivered. We won't take any of this, remember that. I used to take all this before, but now there are dates upside down. And also, so I'm off them now. So you must remember that Sheikh Mahir, that he will deliver the khutbah of Arafat, and that how many times has to translate it and all of that. Nowadays we don't have shock for all these things. And I'm traveling also. So remember, so Sheikh Mahir will be doing that in Arafat. Just praise the king, do this, don't speak nothing about Gaza and Palestine and that. So what? We must carry all this kind of things. So anyway, you must remember that is there. And this week, Friday, tomorrow, will be Sheikh Balila. Balila's khutbah is very good for me. Shortcut, he just makes everything, you'll understand. He just read 2-3 verses, 2-3 hadiths, and akhiru finish it. So this time. Anyway, I call it lullaby khutbah. They'll put you right to sleep, you understood? So lullaby khutbah. So let's come to the Eid Salat quickly and eat the night. So the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah. It's a very weak hadith. But in Fada'il is okay. So inshallah, so if you stay awake at night and all these type of things. So Allah Jalla wa Ala lam yamut qalbuhu yawm al-qiyamah. So on the day of Qiyamah, your heart won't die. It means that you won't grow to the faza and the excitement and chaos and mayhem. Allah will keep you calm and so forth. So definitely it is an important night. Imam Shafi also said so and so forth in Kitabul So that is them. Now Eid day, you see. So now people, our people say they want to fast, you see. So some people wake up, they make suhoor also. So it's fine, you want to eat something, no problem. But after Fajr time starts, then is sunnah, you don't eat, drink anything. Remember that is sunnah for Eidul Adha. And then you read takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Night time also you read takbir, that is the verdict of majority scholars. Hanafi say Fajr time and you read takbir loudly. Remember that. This is ijma. You must read takbir loudly. And Zayyinu, Quran speaks of it, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, Surah 22, verse 37. And then you see that, because Hadith in Tabarani says, Zayyinu أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرُ. How do you perform Eid Salat? You know, Eid Salat is first, then is the khutbah. So you want to give a talk and all that, it's fine. So you educate the people. And then Eid Salat. So Eid Salat, no khutbah, no azan, no iqama, no nothing. And then you must tell the people, straighten the rows and all that, so switch off the cell phones, and the women to go for Eidgah, all haram, according to all four schools, that's our fatwa. And you must remember that the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, from Dalil point of view, their Dalil is much stronger. So we must be clear on these issues here. So how do you read Eid Salat? It was 12 extra takbirs, remember that. So first Allahu Akbar, and then 7 takbirs. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, like that. And thereafter, Surah Fatiha and Surah, Ruku, Sajda, all that. Second rakat, 5 takbirs. So both places, both rakats, the takbir will come Qabla al-Fatiha. You see that? So remember the 12. Now you Hanafi, and you must just follow the Shafi, Maliki, Ambali, Imam. Remember that. You don't go make own Jamaat in that. To make own Jamaat and that is jahalat, remains ignorance there. Your Imam is a Hanafi, he makes 6 extra takbir. So you Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, you must follow him. You don't go and make your own Jamaat and cause problems and all that. So everybody agrees on that. So that's why the Imam, the Imams must educate the people how the Eid Salat will be read. This is no more old South Africa, you know. We got so many foreigners and so forth. Somebody is Shafi, somebody is Maliki, somebody is Hanbali, somebody is Salafi. And you got the whole, you know, mixed bag. Like, so teach them how you're going to perform it. So Hanafis is before the surah, Allahu Akbar, then Thana, then 3 takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then you fasten your hand, Surah Fatiha and Surah Ruku Sujood. Second rakat, you stand up, Surah Fatiha, and Surah, and before you go into ruku in the second rakat, Allahu Akbar, you don't go into ruku, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, every time you raise your hand, you see, and fourth time, then you go into this, you see that, and then the khutbah and all these things, and after that is finished, then you say, is sunnah this, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, the hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi. And Hafiz ibn Hajar, who's considered as one of the greatest muhaddiseen from his time till day of Qiyamah, basically. Sheikh Albani used to say, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. He was a giant, there's no doubt about that. So it don't mean you have to agree everything, but he was a giant. So remember that he wrote in Fathul Bari, which is still today one of the greatest commentaries, that on Sahaba, on Eid day used to read, Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. You see, so therefore we got all great proof for that. And one issue, and the people, they fight over this. Whereas if you look at it, they'll ask you a question, that when should we make dua? Once we make dua, you'll understand, after the Eid Salat or after the khutbah. But if you study hadith, it's not mentioned. It's not mentioned in the hadith you want to make after Salat. It's not mentioned that you want to make after the khutbah. If you study Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, if you study the Khulafa-i-Rashidin, even in the Haramain, so that they do right. Some things they do wrong, but does they do right? So all the du'as that are supposed to be made on the khutbah for Eidain, so must come in the second khutbah. So that is the occasion of the du'a. You understood? Nowhere is Thabit through authentic chain that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua after the Eid Salat or separately after the khutbah and that, you know, no. So our ulama, they said, no, normally after first Salat and that there is dua, so therefore we should make it. But Hazrat Maulana Yusuf, you understand, Ludhianvi sahab and them, they wrote that gunjaish nikal sakti hai if you make dua after the khutbah also, you understand? So we make dua after, you must remember, the salat. But if somebody go makes dua after the khutbah, you can't say it's absolutely haram and so forth, you must be. Sometimes we also make so much hulu in things, you know, and so forth. I'm giving you the reference. First of all, the dua is not even proven. You understood? It's not proven. That we must be. It's like how after Tarawih we make dua. Since when that is proven? Mufti Nizamuddin, 1980. So, you're my ustad. So, he called me one day because he knew I'm going for Hajj after Ramadan. So, the 1980. They don't make mashura. They just tell you, جیسے میرے مسجد آپ کہا قرآن پاک سنائیں گے ایسے نہیں ابھی تک تھے اسے ہاں میری مسجد میں آ جانا دے ون لائک یو نو سیف ایک مشہور ہے ٹیل یو مس کم سو آئی ٹو گو ٹو منی باسز ہے تو ایسے جی 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 سو فرسٹ نائٹ آفٹر دا 20 رکعت آئی ریز مائی ہینڈ دین آفٹر ویٹر اینڈ اکانومی اسے کل سے مت کرنا یہ ثابت نہیں ہے So therefore, these kind of things, now we make a big issue. But if you study it academically, you must remember there's no proof that to make it after the Salat or after the Khutbah. If you do it, it's good, we got no problem. So we ourselves, you must say, we make it after. Like last year I was there in Port Shepstone, I make it after this thing. You must remember the first Salat, after the Eid Salat and so. But if a person really wants to make it, you can't go. We'll say it's better this way, but you can't say it's haram. You must. That's the point I'm making, you know. Sometimes we also make a little bit too much. Also. So first of all, both are not even sabit, not after the proper place to make the dua is in your second khutbah. That is the occasion to make the dua. But now our imams, they just know one khutbah and they just read their khutbah throughout the year, finish in class. You understood? So we must change our khutbahs a little bit and so forth. So all these are academic discussions. Chalo, our time is up. We wish one and all taqabbal Allah. What we'll say? Advanced Eid greeting. Sometimes we say belated Eed greeting. So we give advanced greeting. So for all the listeners, we say taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Allah Jalla Allah make easy wherever you are. Everybody try and slaughter. There are millions of people who never tasted meat also. You must remember for months and years. I just give you two statistics and your news, you should be getting it. In Syria, as I speak to you now, in Syria, 14 million people displaced today, as I speak to you. And Sudan, 9 million people displaced. And then you know Gaza and all that. So in all Muslims, if you look at it, basically, you get now a few... But generally, so see now halat, and we complain. You understood? And if you see, waja'alakum muluka, Allah made you like kings. What the kings never, which king had a cell phone, I'm asking you? They never even dreamt of a cell phone 500 years ago, 400 years ago and all that. Today, every small lightik has got cell phone, you understood? It's like part of their life, you know, and this. So we should think about the positive things Allah gave us and stop complaining and make the qurbani. You see that? So that is what we must be teaching, preaching. And Allah give us tawfiq and Allah Ta'ala give us ability to practice on inshallah with ikhlas. Ameen. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahalan
marhaba. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.